Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar on Saturday praised the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, for its continued support to the ruling coalition and reaffirmed that the PPP remains a trusted ally, despite the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, securing a simple majority in the National Assembly. Speaking to reporters at Data Darbar, Dar said the current government was initially formed with critical support from the PPP. "When we started, our numbers were incomplete without them. Now that we have a simple majority, there's no difficulty, but we will continue cooperating with PPP even more than before," he said. In response to a question about offering ministries to the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, Deputy Prime Minister said that the PPP had made no such request. "They are our allies and will remain so. We have an excellent working relationship, and they have extended full support to us," he said. "Those who stand by you in difficult times are not abandoned when things get better." Dar noted that both parties had signed a formal agreement, with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif representing the PMLN and Bilawal Bhutto Zardari signing on behalf of the PPP. "That agreement is a sacred document for us, and we are fully committed to its implementation." Addressing recent political speculation, the Deputy Prime Minister categorically denied reports of a meeting between PMLN leader Nawaz Sharif and PTI founder Imran Khan. He described the claims as baseless rumors and a sponsored narrative, adding that such stories were deliberately floated to create confusion. "These are merely someone's wish list. We have no need to approach anyone," he said. DPM reaffirmed the government's openness to engaging with all political parties, saying it was prepared to work across the aisle in the national interest. "When Pakistan was under threat, we engaged not just with coalition partners, but also the opposition. The result was a unified message heard around the world." Discussing the economic outlook, Dar said the country had narrowly avoided default in April 2022 when the PDM government took office. "Had that change not happened, we might have defaulted. Yes, we paid a political price, but it stabilized the economy. Today, our reserves stand at $14.5 billion as of June 30. He credited Prime Minister Shehbaz's efforts for key economic gains, including the reduction of interest rates from 22% to 11% and improvements in per capita income. Dar, who also holds the designation of foreign minister, highlighted a diplomatic breakthrough with the United Arab Emirates, where he met Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed on June 24. "This was the first meeting of the Bilateral Economic Commission in 12 years. We resolved long-standing visa issues, and talks are underway to include blue passport holders as well,"